My Mac Podcast 988. Spending money.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And welcome to the MyMac.com podcast. Now, what if Apple had an event and neither of the G-Men spent any money? Once you stop laughing, we'll tell you what, if anything, we bought and why. Hey, Gaz, how you doing today? And I'm not ready. Damn me all to heck. There we go. Okay.
And I'm there. Thank you very much. I'm very well, thank you, Guy. I'm absolutely sponrific. We now have our solar and battery installed, fitted, not completely commissioned just yet. We've got to have a hard cabling, Ethernet cable put into the house because the Wi-Fi is still not working properly on it. But Gaz is brought to you by Sunshine, Guy.
Nice. Very nice.
We've had a couple of long rides, obviously, Wilf Walks, and we had a great short trip with friends to Edinburgh. Train, no less. Where? Edinburgh.
Ah.
Not Edinburgh, Edinburgh.
Oh, it's like Worcestershire. You guys just don't say it right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. We don't. lots of kilts and whiskey up there, apparently. We went on the train, which was really quite smooth and quite good. It was a good trip, actually, up and down for once. Yes, I know that most people in Britain listening to this can't believe a word I'm saying about the train journey all the way up from the Rugby station, actually. Rugby in the probably east, on the east edge of the East and West Midlands, all the way up the West Coast line to Edinburgh. It was really good, really good. And back again. Took about 5 hours. And it wasn't too bad on the price either. Yes, I know. Nobody can believe me, but it happened. It happened.
Honestly, I love going on trains. We sometimes take the train up to New York.
It's so much more relaxing, Guy. Yeah. Especially, we went with friends and we were sat together and, at a table. Just good. Great. It was great. Anyway, before all of that, I had been doing a bit of research on my Mac. I do have a little bit of a sore throat, though. Probably picked up on our journey up north. But hey, there you go. Oh, and the tip about the globe and the H key last time when I was a bit confused, that was correct. For you, that's all I can say about that. And I'm really looking forward to our scoring that happened, because apparently there was an actual event, was there?
Yeah. Somebody from Apple came out and said some stuff.
Yeah, I have not really seen it in full. Normally I sit down and watch the whole thing, but I didn't. I skipped through it because there seemed to be a whole lot of not a lot. And I'll leave it there and pass over to your sweet self.
Yeah. And we have a lot to talk about, not only about the event, but, and I know that I said that the scoring was going to be based on September and October, like the two whole full months.
Yep.
But yep. I went ahead and took the event and said, okay, well, if it was just the event, how did we do? And I got to say, one of us did very well, and the other one of us did not. And we will go into that in just a little bit. Guy Jr. and Ashley were here on Friday. They came up because they're going on a trip to Portugal. And they left. We took them to the airport, the Dulles Airport, which is the big international airport here, Saturday morning. And off they went through Frankfurt. And this was Guy's first time actually going overseas at all. And it was basically a gift from his girlfriend for his 30th birthday. And the fact that I can sit here and say Guy Jr. is now 30 years old does not fill me with glee. It really does not. It's like, damn it. What the hell happened in my life? It's all gone. It's all over. which is not true. But sometimes when you look at just the total package of years that have gone by, you're just kind of like, you know, I used to go out drinking and getting into all kinds of shenanigans, and now I just want to watch reruns of Only Murders in the Building.
Brilliant.
Which is a great show. By the way, if it's not on Apple TV, I don't know where it is over in the UK or Europe, but here it's on, I think it's on Hulu as I look at it. But it's Steve Martin and, oh, damn it. I can't think of the other people's names. Steve Martin and other people. And
do you mean
Selena Gomez.
Plus, yeah, and, do you mean the Apple TV Plus series?
No, it's not on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, right. That right. I know of. So is this a film you're talking about? Because I'm thinking Only Murders in the Building, which was the Apple TV Plus series. So I was getting a bit confused.
No, this is a TV show. It's been on, you've started their fourth season. And it's a lot of fun. It's really good. Also they didn't invite us on this trip, Gaz, that they went on to Portugal. The nerve. Can you believe it?
I'm going to back you up there a little bit, Guy. Could you repeat the title of that series that you just talked
Only
about?
Only Murders in the Building. Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
Right. Let me just check, because I'm pretty sure. Am I thinking of something else? What am I thinking about in the UK?
I don't know.
That we've got on Apple TV. I'm just trying to skip through it now. Let me do a search.
Okay.
Only Murders in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building.
It's a TV show on Apple TV.
Oh, okay, so it is on Apple TV. Okay, it's on
it
Hulu
is on
here.
Apple TV.
It's on Hulu here. It's not on Apple TV.
Okay, well, in the UK, Only Murders in the Building, which I love, and you've said that there's a fourth series. Great, because we need something, as well as Slow Horses, which has got a fourth series. We can jump in and watch that. I love both of those shows. So yeah,
it's have on you Apple watched TV. The whole third season?
Can I just say, it's on Apple TV in the UK at least. I can't, you know, say whether that's in the rest of Europe, but certainly in the UK. Only Murders in the Building, definitely in the UK. That's why I was confused, you see. When you were saying it was on Hulu, I thought, hang on a cotton damn minute. It's on Apple TV Plus over here. Right.
Did you watch the third season where they were doing the musical with Meryl Streep and Paul Rudd?
Yes. Oh,
so
yes.
Good.
Yes.
So good. She's got such a great voice. And I know we're like completely off on a weird tangent here, but that's kind of what we do. Paul Rudd was actually pretty good in it, even though he was dead for most of the for most of the third season. But they kept bringing him back, you know. They show stuff absolutely. That was going on that led up to it. You know, we're not going to have
on.
Any spoilers.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
My microphone is a Lewitt 440 Pure. Mood
excellent.
Killer
I'm
right
gonna jump,
there.
I'm gonna jump straight in and do Gazzy Snippets. Now, this week, I had to do Gazzy Snippets on my iPad because, Guy.
Tell me.
I've been away for quite a lot of it. Well, not quite a lot of it, but for on and off. So I thought, right, that's it. I'm going to use the iPad and NetNewsWire, which is how I grab my particular snippets on the iPad. So I'm going to have to do a bit of catching up because I've not got it synced with my Mac.
Well, was there any like significant stuff that happened over the last week?
Well, you know me, without mentioning too much about all of the stuff that happened at the iPad event, sorry, at the
iPhone event.
Apple event, iPhone event. I'm just going to go through a few of the stories. Anyway, Apple are opening the Observatory building at Apple Park for launch events, apparently, alongside the iPhone 16. Apple is also to set open a brand new building at the Apple Park, the Observatory, and it's the Observatory. So there you go. Look out for that in future Apple videos. Apple's fine. Now, I know this was kind of part of the Apple event, but not. part of the Apple event. And I think you'll get why I'm saying that when I read this title. Apple's fine woven wallet lives on even after the iPhone case is discontinued. Interesting. Wonder why. I wonder why.
Well, only because it was horrible.
Possibly, maybe not. This one, I'm not going to go into it, but this was a title that says, here's what Apple didn't announce at its September Glow Time event. Yeah, brilliant.
Everything, okay? Just move on Apple, from there.
Yes, everything that wasn't announced, they just then say, well, basically, everything that was announced, they just make a statement about everything.
Yeah, it's like the mirror universe in Star Trek.
What was announced? I mean, come on. Hello. Apple has lost its EU court battle over the $13 billion tax bill in Ireland. Quite interesting, this, because Ireland really weren't too worried about getting the money. They haven't allocated the money to anything. They can't really spend it on anything which is ongoing because it's a one-hit wonder. Yeah. I've got a feeling they're either going to have some lovely roads for cyclists over there, or there could be some really nice projects happening in Ireland over the next few years when they get that 13 billion euros. Well done, Ireland. That's all I say. Good for you. Apple TV Plus scores multiple wins at the 76th. If I could say it, if I put my teeth in, I'd be able to be at a peak properly. At the 76th Creative Arts Emmy Awards. Okay. I didn't read the rest on that, so I'm going to skip on. Apparently, Goldman Sachs is still Goldman Sachs is still working to exit the Apple Card partnership as the consumer losses top. Don't know how true this is. $6 billion.
Yeah, but you see, that's not all on the Apple Card. That's just them not knowing how to run a consumer part of their financial business.
In your opinion, of course.
Yes.
Apple will give users the option to stay on iOS 17 and get security patches. Apple has already confirmed that it will release iOS 18 to the public. Apparently, I think around September the 16th, which is tomorrow. The update brings a lot of new features, but some users may not want to install it right away to avoid bugs and compatibility issues with important apps. Because of this, Apple will let users stay on iOS 17 and get security patches.
Oh, they'll let us. How nice.
Yes. Yeah, that's how it's been put. That's interesting. Well, let's put it this way. One, for how long? Two, if you've got manual update on your devices checked, you can keep that particular update on your phone for as long as you like. That's folks. Right.
Screw anybody who tells you different.
AirPods Pro hearing aid upgrade hits stocks of major brands. So the fact that Apple are now going to create hearing aid capability with their AirPods Pro means that obviously hearing aid companies apparently are starting to lose money on their stocks.
It's a panic. And honestly, Apple...
Can I just say, yeah. Stop there. It's not a panic. It's analysts.
Yes. They're panicking because they're idiots. I use that word a lot when it comes to analysts.
And already we're seeing headlines like this, skipping the iPhone 16 Pro. Here's what's rumored for the iPhone 17 Pro.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I do love it. Within a week or two.
Please find something to write about that isn't nonsense.
Apple has created a new way for developers to entice users back to their apps. Soon, you may start seeing special offers from subscription apps whose plans you have cancelled. Be interesting if that happens and how that happens, to be honest with you. Apparently, the new iPhone 16, the design has made it easier for battery replacements. And again, we'll see just how worthy that is. as the phone comes out, and people need to do that. Flappy Bird is returning to the iPhone after a 10-year absence, Guy. I bet you're so looking forward to that, aren't you?
Boy, oh boy, I was worried.
Yeah.
Every day I'd wake up and go, where the hell is my Flappy Bird?
Apparently, there was a security flaw that could expose what you typed on the Vision Pro. It's been sorted by Apple, Guy, so it's now been fixed. I'm sure you'll be pleased to know that.
I am almost as pleased as about my Flappy Bird.
And then, I've not read either of these two in detail, but I'm going to make a silly statement after I've read it.
Okay.
Three reasons to wait for the iPhone 17 Air. 10 reasons to wait for the next year's iPhone 17. Now, does that make 13 reasons? Oh, dear. Netflix will no longer provide support for iPhones and iPads running iOS 16. Thank you, Netflix. We love you so much. Yeah. Aren't you a wonderful company?
You can just afford to lose all those customers, I'm sure.
3 years ago, Apple sued the prominent spyware company NSO Group. But today, or last week, despite the legal proceedings still being unsettled, the company has changed course. Apple now wants the lawsuit withdrawn immediately. I think it'll be interesting to find out exactly why on that little story.
A little bit.
So I think we're going to hear a little bit more about that as it goes on. Apparently, Apple's Johnny Scuggi, I can't pronounce that name at all, so excuse me. S-R-O-U-J-I. You're all shouting at your devices now,
but Scuggi.
I apologize. Anyway, Apple's Johnny confirms that all iPhone 16 models have 8 gigabytes of RAM. Whoopie-doo.
Exciting.
Whoopie-doo. Now, I was going to open this and read it because apparently Apple discontinued a load of devices after the iPhone 16 event. Now, the question I'm going to ask you, Guy, is let me just check this out because sometimes I read these things and it makes no sense at all. And I'm reading that and it makes no sense at all. I'm moving on.
Okay.
M4 Max and new iPad mini and iPad 11. Guess what, Guy?
Tell me.
Expected at an upcoming Apple event.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So products that don't yet exist will be announced by the company. Okay. Got it.
But I have to say, they don't put any percentages on there, and I don't know why.
Because they suck. They don't want to. You know, you know why? Because they're not interested in playing. What are the odds?
Brilliant. Because that's what. What are the odds? Is all about.
Exactly. It's mostly about that sound effect. Are we done with that now?
That is the end, Guy, of Gazzy Snippets. Okay. Short and sweet.
Okay. Do you have any links or are we good?
No, I do not have any Gazzy's links. As I say, I've been kind of away and I'm not feeling great.
No. That's fine.
I've been creating a plant room because a battery and a load of other part of the electrical devices are based outside. So I've been creating the plant room and I've been busy, Guy.
You can just be as busy or as unbusy as you want, Gaz. And if anybody doesn't like it, they can just be a going. That's what I say.
Now, yeah, yes.
Let's talk very, very briefly, because if you don't know what Apple released on September 9th, which was my birthday, by the way, then why are you listening to this show?
Have you got a lovely birthday present because of that event? I'm sure you have.
We'll talk about what, if anything, we bought after we talk about what was announced. Okay, are you ready? To absolutely no one's surprise, the iPhone 16 and the iPhone 16 Plus, iPhone 16 Pro, and iPhone 16 Pro Max were announced at the September 9th event. I know everyone's like, What? You're clairvoyant. You're psychic. No, no. It was pretty much a
hang on a minute, guy. Hang on a minute.
Stop the presses.
I know. Some of the big features is a camera action button, which is kind of cool. Improved camera controls, which goes along with that, and support for Wi-Fi 7. Of course, the Pro models have larger displays, new camera features, and the longest battery life ever for an iPhone. Not like Apple has ever said that before. The other thing that they announced...
I don't think they've said any of those things before.
Ever. They're like, it's got a battery and it's on for a while, and if you don't like it, then, you know, buy somebody else. That's just what they said.
The one thing that they haven't said before, I suppose, is support for iPhone for Wi-Fi 7. That they probably haven't said that before.
Probably not. Apple Watch Series 10, thinner design, and that's something else Apple never talks about with their devices is when they're thinner.
No.
With a bigger screen and a new S10 chip. However, if you use in any way, shape, or form your blood oxygen sensor in your current Apple Watch, you may want to hold off because those sensors do not exist in the Series 10 for various reasons.
In the States?
In the States, yes.
Yes.
Apple Watch Ultra 2.
We get them. No, 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 no.
Yeah, we get this. That's what we get here. There is not a new Apple Watch Ultra. However, the Ultra 2, which is the latest one, even before the event, has a new satin black finish. So, you know, let's get all excited about that. I don't even remember how much time Apple spent on that, but, you know, they were quite excited that there's a satin black finish. But actually, the 16 and the 16 Plus do have some kind of cool colors. And for the first time in a while, the 16 Pro and the two 16 Pro models, the colors on them are just kind of like yawn. You know, there's like really nothing exciting about those. Go buy a case, I think is what Apple's saying. You know, here's an iPhone. Yeah. It's got all these new features. If you don't like the colors, we don't care. Go buy a case. The last kinds of things. Go ahead.
Do you know the only time I get my iPhone out of its case is actually to put it on this magnetic carrier on the top of my screen to use continuity with it for this particular podcast,
which is kind of what I wish I had done today, because I keep going in and out of focus with the Sony camera that
you
I
do.
Use.
You do.
It's kind of disturbing me, but
weird.
It is weird. And I'm sure there's some setting that I've accidentally managed to change from, you know, the good camera settings that I had before.
You never change any settings on any of your setup,
ever.
Guy.
And I've been using this same microphone since 2009.
With exactly the same settings. I can't believe that you would do anything different.
I know. It's not in my nature. The last thing that they kind of talked about was AirPods. There's the new AirPods 4, which has an improved fit, USB-C charging, not a big surprise, new color options. The AirPod Pros 2 are the ones that the new ones, actually, I guess that's across the board with the AirPod Pros 2, have the hearing aid options eventually.
Yes,
when it finally comes out.
Yes.
And, that's about 95% of the big announcements that they made. So based on what was released, Gaz, did you buy anything from this event?
Steve,
is he there?
Did I buy anything?
No.
So you're giving a great big goose egg to Apple for all the things that they had announced.
Well, hang on a minute.
Okay.
Did I look? Well,
you betcha.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was the one you were going to use.
But I didn't buy anything. No, I mean, I've actually got, I've done it now for the last couple of years, or the last, no, let me rephrase that. I've done it now for the last couple, two or three iPhones that I've bought. I've bought it on the 2-year interest-free option that they offer over right here. So, you know, I'm not putting out a load of money up front. So my phone is the 15. So I expect that I'll probably wait until the 17 before I actually change it. And then if they do a 2-year option, I will probably buy it on a 2-year option again.
And the nice thing about the 15 is, you know, you still get, if you want it, Apple Intelligence. Or are you in the 15 or the 15 Pro?
I think. No, 15, not the 15 Pro.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think I will get it, but I'm not too worried about that.
Especially since it's the first iteration of it, you know?
Yeah, and there'll be a few things that need ironing out. I'll hear lots of people, you know,
bitching,
going on about the wonderful things that you can do on it, and then also the people that are doing exactly what you said, bitching about the things that it can't quite do as well as they hope that it would be able to
do. It did not do my laundry or make grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah. Some of the things they hope that it would do and it can't do, and some of the things that it can do but could do a little bit better. Yeah. Once we've got through that, I'll be happy with the 17.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the 15. Well, I was on the 13 regular, not the 13 Pro.
Right.
And so
That word. Can I just stop you there?
Sure.
I like that word. That's a great word.
What, 13 regular?
Was.
Oh, yes, I was. Although I still am because I don't have it yet. I was, and I announced this everywhere I went, that I was going to get the regular iPhone 16 in teal with 256 gigs of storage. Well, when Friday came and I was looking at the cart and I just did a quick comparison, it was like, you know, I can get the Pro for about $200 more. And considering it's been 3 years since I got a phone, it was like, you know, just don't be an idiot, you know, and splurge a little bit. I was going to get a case for either one of them. With the teal one, I was just going to get a clear case. With the 16 Pro, and I didn't get the Max. With the 16 Pro, and actually, I'll tell you, the reason why I didn't get the 16 Pro Max, and I very easily could have, I don't want a 16.9-inch phone or no, not 16.9 inch.
Well, that is a big phone, I've got to say.
Yeah, what's the size? What's the screen size?
6.9, do you mean? Is it 6.9?
You carry on,
and I'll have a look just to clarify what that size is.
I didn't want a phone that had a screen that big. So it was...
Oh, yeah, I get it.
It was like, okay, I've still got, other than maybe a little less battery life, I've still got all the same stuff in the regular 16 Pro than the 16 Pro has. I'm not missing out on any features. So I just went ahead and got the regular 16 Pro.
Okay, so the 16 Pro is 6.3 inches, the 16 Pro a Max is 6.9, and the standard 16 is a little bit smaller than the Pro, actually. It's 6.1.
Yeah, so and then the Plus, I think, is 7.7 inches.
Could well be.
The regular 16 Plus.
16 Plus is 6.7,
yeah. And I wouldn't have gotten that one either. If I'd gone with the regular 16, I just would have gotten the regular 16.
The thing is, with the 16 Pro, you still get the three cameras, which is good.
Yes. All right, so that's everything that I bought a teal case for it because I still, well, it's sort of teal. It's bluish. It's sort of teal. And I also got a USB-C to 3.5 millimeter adapter to plug in like headphones or something like that because I can't have headphones that work off Bluetooth at work, even though nobody would really know if I did. But I'm going to stick to the rules, Mr. You know, because you know me, I'm a stickler for the rules. I never break rules.
Stippler. Yeah.
So
yeah, like, you are OCD when it comes to the rules, guy. You really are.
Yeah, yeah. You think I am?
Or CDO.
Yeah, CDO. Something like that. All right, so we've talked about the new stuff that came out, not in great detail, but you already know all that stuff anyway. We've talked about what we did or didn't buy. And now, even though I said that when we played, you know, what are the odds? Yes, that it was going to be for September, October, I figured let's go ahead and do a quick count, a quick check.
I know what you're doing. You're doing a halftime score, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what it is. Doing. It is kind of a halftime score. It is. So in the game show, what are the odds?
Or actually, no, I keep interrupting you.
No, it's okay. It just means I get to play the sound again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not really even a halftime score. It's more the first quarter score, isn't it, really, I suppose?
Yeah. If it was you know, American football, it'd be like, okay, well, at the end of the first quarter, it's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's how they say it. Just like, blah, 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 blah. All right. So what are the odds? First quarter score. And I'm not going to play that after every single one of these because that would just be ridiculous.
Good.
Yeah. And I don't want to... I love the sound, and when we actually play the game, it's funny. But I also don't want to, like, beat it into the ground. So we'll save that for the next time we play What Are the Odds? So.
How many people have just turned off?
I don't know. Stick with us. Stick with us, folks. You're going to like this bit. So the first thing we talked about was the Apple Pencil. We both said... I said 0% and you said 90%. So the score after the first one is I'm at zero. Yay. And you're at minus 90.
You see,
you'll never climb out of that hole, Gaz. Stick with us here.
Minus 90. That's not good, is it?
All right. So the next one we said Apple iPhone cases. We both said 100%. So the score after that was I have 100 and you have 10. Apple Watch bands. I said 40 and like an idiot, I should have said 100. You said 100. Score after the event, Guy 140, Gaz 110. So you're catching up.
That's brought me right back into the game.
That's right.
Wow. I like this. Yeah.
Okay. That was an
interception. That was. It was
Guy goes back to pass. Oh, no. It's been intercepted by Gaz, and he's running back for 6 points. Okay. The AirPods move to a USB-C case or AirPods Pro. I said 50, you said 45. So the score after the event is I have 190 and you have 155. And I'm just guessing.
Okay. So,
my math could be wrong.
I'm happy with that. That's okay. Yeah, I can take that scoring. But the thing is, we basically just exchange field goals. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Same thing with the next one, which was AirPod Max score after, because I said zero, you said zero. So we both were still at 190, 155. HomePod or HomePod Mini? I went all
that was,
in.
That was, I've got to keep the analogies going. So that was an exchange with no score. Yeah, I like it. Turnover, both of teams.
So with the HomePod, I said 100%. You said 65%. So the score after that, we're tied at 90 each.
Wow.
Studio display. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, is that what they call it when you score in your own
safety
end zone? Yeah, I think there's a safety gun on there. Yeah.
Studio display, I said zero, you said 10. So now I'm at 90 and you're at 80.
Apple TV. I've just had somebody sent off.
Well, you don't have to worry about it because this next one is going to really kind of change the game. Apple TV, I went all in at 100% and you said zero. So the score after that is I'm at minus 10 and you're at 90. You'd be at 80.
No, I'd be at 80.
Yeah.
That's going to mess the rest of your scores up now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we just got to subtract 10 for each of these.
So yeah, okay.
Apple Vision Pro or new, less expensive one. I, again, went all in, 100%. Guess it's zero. And so after this event, I'm at minus 110 and Gaz is at 80.
Yep.
Apple Watch, we both said 100%. So after that, I'm at minus 10 and you're at 190. So you're pulling away here.
180.
Remember. Yes.
Yep.
iPad Pro, iPad Air, iPad or iPad Mini. I said 25. You said 50. So after that, I'm at minus 35. And you're at 30? Yeah, you're at 30.
No.
Are you plus or minus?
You should. I am. Well, I was 180. I should now be at 130. You've put me at 40 there, but I should actually be at 130.
And actually, I corrected that in the next one, sort of.
No, I didn't.
I really messed up the math on this.
You don't know how to score, do you? But I'll adjust my scoring. You just
okay,
carry on.
Okay, I'll carry on. So iPhone 16, 16 Plus, 16 Pro or Pro Max. We both said, big surprise, 100%. So the score after that is I'm at 65 and you're at 230. Now, Mac Studio, I said 75% because I'm an idiot. And you said 20, so now I'm at minus 10 again, and you're at 210, just pulling away. Mac Mini, we both said 75, which leaves me now at minus 85.
Oh, hang on a minute. I've got to work mine out. So that's 210.
That should be 145? So
135.
Okay. So yep. I'm at minus 85, and you're at plus 135. iMac, we both said 35. So score after that, I'm now at minus 120 and you're at 100. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. So these will be good scores to compare at the end of next month. iMac 27 inch, we both said zero. So those stayed the same. MacBook Air, we both said zero. So those stayed the same. MacBook Pro, my mistakes just keep going and going and going. I said 100% that there was going to be a MacBook Pro. Score after the event, Guy, minus 220. Gaz at 100%. And the last one that we had, the Mac Pro. And I said 50% because I just don't know how to make enough mistakes. So now I'm at minus 270 points. And Gaz is at 100 points. And that was the score at the end of the first round, or first quarter of the odds? All right.
I've got to say, though, you could pull back a little bit, actually, with your MacBook Pros in a few weeks. A few weeks' time or We shall see. But you've got a lot of work to do to catch
me up
there.
I do, and we're going to keep
these
scores.
I'm quite pleased with that score.
I bet you are. Let's see. At the end of the first quarter, Gaz has a 370-point lead. Yeah, I'd be happy with that score, too. I've got a ways to go. I can't see.
Mind you.
Yeah.
Go on. No, you carry on.
Okay, I was going to say, I can't see of any combination of events that is going to get me caught back up here, but...
We don't know.
We're going to keep these scores, and we talked about this last week, that we're going to keep these scores and we're going to keep track of it at least until the end of November. Now, we're not going to go over the scores every single time, only if there's anything that's changed, because that would be really, really stupid. Do you agree with that, Gaz?
I do. I think that would be perfectly
I'm accurate. Seeing head nodding.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Mostly.
Gaz's tips.
Mostly.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip.
Thank God.
Okay, some old, but I know I've done them before, but good ones to remind you all. Okay, when you're on your Mac and you're resizing a window, if you grab the edge of the window you want to resize, and then you press the Option key down, when you adjust the size, the opposite side that you've grabbed will adjust equally. This happens whichever edge or corner that you grab. Now, did you know that if you double click on the edges of a window, that side of the window will then snap to the same side of the screen, filling that portion of your screen space. This works again also for the edges and the corners. Now, if you press the Option key, the same that happened when you clicked and pressed the Option key also happens, i.e. the opposite edge or corner also snaps to its side of the screen. Now, I'm not sure how useful this is, but hey, give it a try and see if it works for you.
Yeah.
Nod's head.
He's nodding.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay, there we go. We have some feedback this week, Gaz.
Yes, we do.
We do.
I have heard that we've got some feedback, and I've heard a hint of what it might be about, and I think I've got to make a comment afterwards. So let's play the feedback to see if it's quite correct what I've heard from you about this feedback.
Do you want to guess who it's from?
I'm going to guess, because you told me it was from Mr. Cheesedoff.
100%. 100%. Here he is.
Does that mean that I've got... Whoop. Hang on, stop him. Stop him.
Yeah, I did. I stopped him.
Does that mean that I'm on 200 now?
No. Mr. Cheesedoff, other than any commentary he may make on what are the odds... he's not part of the score.
Okay.
So
12 seconds later,
here is Mr. Cheesedoff.
Hello, Guy and Gaz. Mr. Cheesedoff here.
Hi.
Have you two lost the plot entirely?
We have.
I hear you've been playing fortune teller with percentages for Apple's upcoming announcements.
Yes.
Percentages for something that either will or won't happen. What's next? Odds on whether the sun will rise tomorrow. It's binary, you knuckleheads. It's either announced or it's not. There's no 7% chance of a new iPhone. It's not like Tim Cook's going to walk on stage and announce 7/10 of a bloody phone, is it? Here's the new iPhone 15. Oh, we've only finished 65% of it. Surprise! And what does a 30% chance of no announcement even mean? Then 3 out of 10 parallel universes, Apple decides to have a nice cover instead of release the product. It's nonsense, I tell you. You might as well predict there's a 50% chance I'll grow wings and fly to the moon. Or it won't. And I can tell you right now, the other leaks brown and feathers from where the sun don't shine are about as likely as you two making sense. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to calculate the probability of me ever understanding your logic. Let's see. Carry them on. Divide by zero. Oh, look, I've broken maths. Yes, it has an S at the end of it. Perhaps I should start a podcast predicting the likelihood of pigs flying or hill freezing over. At least then I'd have a 50% chance of being right, which is apparently 50% more than you lot. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes it all really cheeses me off.
Thank you, Mr. Cheesedog. And you're both right and wrong. And I think Gaz is going to explain why.
Well, I'm going to explain from my position.
Right.
And my position is, you know, I was trying to work it out in my head whether they may or whether they may not. But equally, it would have made this week's scoring completely irrelevant. Whereas now, I've got a 370-point lead over Guy.
And that's the important part, Mr. Cheesedoff. How much can Gaz lord it over me that he has this huge lead in... What's the name of that game, Gaz?
What's the point?
Close enough.
Close enough. Yeah, I like being close.
Yeah.
Closer than Guy.
Very much so. Oh, my God. Okay. That is the only feedback we have this week. Thank you, Mr. Cheesedoff.
Now, I'm going to ask a question, though.
Yeah.
In our pick's sake, of which we don't have anything, we still have the big phone,
I did not watch it.
You know, the funny thing was, I was hoping that you had, because I hadn't got round to watching it either. However, we may have listeners who've watched it and are now shouting at their devices saying, well, I watched it and bloody, bloody, blah.
Why the hell did you tell us to watch it? So this week, from both of us, The Big Phone YouTube.
Directly afterwards, we're going to both watch it together directly after this podcast.
Yes. And we will, I guess, we can play it in the after show.
No, not now.
Oh, I'm not going to play it now in the after show.
Yeah, possibly.
Depending on how all that works out, it may be like, no, that's rubbish. We're not gonna.
Yeah, I've got a feeling it might be.
Yeah, it could be. Could very well be.
We might now have listeners shouting at us, no, don't bother.
But that's going to be the for pick's sake from both of us, and I'm going to double it. It's going to be for both of us. If you would like to send us feedback, there's all different kinds of ways that we'll talk about in a bit. So I have no idea why you even said that there. But if you would like to contribute to this show, you can.
You can.
We'll keep doing it even if you don't. You can go to Patreon, patreon.com/MacPettit. You can go to Ko-fi. ko-fi.com/MacPettit. Or you can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacParrot. And speaking of that, good friend of the show, Chris Trouche, Chris, if I keep messing up your name, I am so sorry. I'm not doing it on purpose, but he sent us $10. Thank you very, very much, Chris. We really, really do appreciate it. Now, Gas.
Yes.
If people wanted to contact us and say, why do you have the same for pick's sake for 2 weeks in a row and then even have the gall to ask us for money? The nerve.
We're not asking for money. Yeah. We're not asking for money. I think we've got a nerve in having the same for pick's sake and then doubling down on it. That's a nerve.
That's some gall right there. How would they do that?
Ever so easy. Send an email to gazjz@mymac.com. And the dog's just come in the room. Hello, Wilf. How are you?
Wilf.
Your tail is wagging a lot. Hello, what are you doing? Yes, hello. Well, I'm just gonna, no, come on.
He's very excited. Does he want to join you?
You're not helping me do my socials, Wilf. You can also send on various different methods.
Yelping
on various different socials.
Stop
you
hitting that dog.
Gazmaz. You can contact me at Gazmaz,
GAZMAZ
on the socials. You can also contact both Guy and myself on the X's, Guy and Gaz, GYANDGAZ on the X's, as I said. You can also send an email to feedback, FWEDBACK,
at
mymac.com. God, dear, I'm worn out now. Guy says, I don't know what Guy says.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
That's what we all agree with.
Yes. He's the guy.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
His name was Guy.
Guy? Guy's the one. You remember Guy?
No fool, I know.
If you want
an email from Guy,
how would they do it?
Oh, open up your email client that you prefer and send that to Guy. I know, you were busy getting rid of the dog.
Yeah, I was busy.
Okay.
Here we go.
And send that to... at mymac.com. This is a professional show. You can also reach me over on the X's.
Who's not watching on the video? I had to go and shut the door because the dog had suddenly appeared out. There you go.
Now, we understand. You can also reach me on the X's as Mac Parrot or Vert Shark over on Instagram and Threads. I am Vert Shark. Over on Counter Social and Mastodon.social, I am Mac Parrot. Now, if you would like to call us, you very, very easily can. Can't they, Gaz?
They can.
Call 703-284-677 for the My Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703-828-4677. Get in touch now. Your call is our tech driven lemon. 703-828-4677.
Okay. And remember, if you do call that number and you're outside of the U.S., you have to use the country code 1 and then the number, and you may have charges put on you. So I'm telling my son Guy right now, don't call that number while you're in Portugal. No. Don't do it.
Don't
do it. No. Unless you're on Wi-Fi, and even then, who knows what will happen. Usually the best way to do it is just record something and send it to us in all the various ways that we already talked about. I would like to say, Gaz, thank you. Thank you to all of you who have downloaded and listened. And Wilf is back. I saw his little tail wagging. Pick up that pup. There he is. Hello, Wilf. He's a very happy dog, except now he's like, let me down. This was not my intended course of action. Thank you. Thank you all so very much. We really appreciate the fact that you download and listen to the MyMac.com podcast. And Gaz, I think this week you scored enough because you were smart enough, and that Wolf. Is he still in there? Or is he run away?
He's licking his bottom.
Oh good. Oh good. And if you watch the video, you won't see that. That's not part of the video. But we are truly and greatly appreciative of the fact that, and I've already said all those things. So doggone it, woof, 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 woof. People like us.
My dream job is to clean mirrors, Guy.
Really?
I can really see myself doing that.
As soon as I had a moment to think about it.
End.
Go home.
V8 juice. It's better with vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka. Most things are, except for, you know, cornflakes. Yeah. Cornflakes and vodka. Breakfast of champions.
Yeah, not sure about that.
Okay, let's make sure you can hear everything.
You're looking blurred. Oh, that's better. That's better. You was blurred for me then.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier. When I first turned the camera on, it was like, why isn't it focusing?
Hit it.
Did you hear it, or was it too loud? Or
it was a bit loud, but that's all right. Fine.
I'm gonna have to hit it, and then I'll adjust the volume.
Hit it. Gaz's tips. Gaz's tips. Gaz's
tips. How's that? Is that better? Okay. Well, why didn't they have like a smaller version of this when they were done?
Just go to the end because we can watch it individually. I just want to go back to the very end and see just how big it actually is. So it's taken what? How many people do you think it takes to move that? About six people?
Yeah, there were like six people there.
I mean, the buttons on the side are bigger than an iPhone.
They are.
That is good. I love it. Yeah, okay. So... All right, you can stop playing it on the tube because I'll watch it individually to get into it.
Well, here's it actually working.
So they've got a video camera in the top, yeah.
They're playing Flappy Birds. No, is that Flappy Birds?
Yeah, it's Flappy Birds, yeah.
Oh, there's the little one right next to it.
That is brilliant, I have to say.
I wonder if the cameras actually worked.
Well, yeah, they've got it as a functional a functional device. So, and they, so that mean, meant that they've got a forward-facing camera as well.
Oh, wow, that is really cool.
I've got to say, that is pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was very impressive.
It's probably not fully functional, but it was functional enough to be really impressive.
Yeah,
really impressive.
Yeah. That was seriously cool to have all the buttons that are working. Apparently, all the cameras. I'll find that out after I finish watching. Is Wolf wanting back in?
No, I wanted back out. Oh. The thing is, also they had to go through the process of making the touchscreen.
Yep.
Fully functional.
Yep. And we skipped over all of that. You know, but you could see them. They were putting the layer, you know, on top of it, and that they had some electronics to make that layer touch capacitive for. So when you, and it's not, you wouldn't use a finger. You'd have to like slam your hand down on it and say, okay, I want you to work. And you know, I think they kind of missed a bet because they should have gone to like Spec or somebody to make a case for it. I think would have been like the ultimate. So here's my iPhone 16 Pro Max. And my spec case for it. But it's clear, so cool. Maybe they did very have cool. one. And we just couldn't see it.
Yeah, we did flip through a bit quick.
Yeah, we did.
I'm gonna watch it again because that looked like it was quite interesting.
Yeah, the whole process of making that phone. Oh, you know what? I should have talked about this on the show. Back in, oh my God, like 1998, 1999, we were getting ready to go down to Orlando for the first time with the kids to go to Disney World. And Guy was 4 and Peter was 2. Peter doesn't really remember the trip, but it's a long drive from, you know, Northern Virginia all the way down to Orlando. It's, you know, especially with kids, it's probably 12 to 14 hours. So yeah. Making absolutely no friends whatsoever with either my wife or my children, I insisted that they get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to begin this drive. So
yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. I knew that with a long drive like that, the kids were going to be bored. So yeah. I had to think of, you know, how can I keep them entertained while I'm basically just trying to drive the car? And I found a tube TV set, 9 inches with a built-in VCR that you could plug in to a car's cigarette lighter. So it was like, aha. So I built out of, what did I build it out? I built out of like a milk crate, a little stand for it. And then I got a bunch of bungee cords and bungee corded the milk crate to the two armrests in the front of the car. And then used more bungee cords to secure the TV set inside of the milk crate. And this allowed the kids to watch videos and stuff on VHS all the way down to Florida. Now, after I put this monstrosity in the car, and it weighs a ton, I looked at it and I was thinking, you know, I really, really hope that we don't get into an accident because this thing will be a flying death trap as it bounces around all on the inside of the car. Yeah, but the reason why I thought about it was...
What's going on here?
Peter...
You still hear me?
Yes. Peter has an old Super Nintendo, you know, SNES.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
And he uses it on his current TV set, but because that is... It's an analog signal trying to fit that into a digital TV set. It doesn't look great. So what he needed was an analog TV. And he remembered that I still had that 9-inch TV VCR that you could plug into either a wall socket or a car cigarette lighter. And he asked if he could have it. And it was like, sure. You know, coming of all of the stuff that we've gotten out of this house. Am I?
No, you're not frozen.
You're frozen. That's okay. It's a good look.
There we go.
Yeah, you're back.
I'm back.
So he and Liza came over today and picked up that old TV set. And I still had the box. It was still in the box. And I asked him, I said, are you planning on ever returning this? And he looked at me, says, oh, would you want it back? I was like, no. But I also don't want to keep this box. So if you promise that you're never going to bring this thing back into the house again, then I can just, you know, recycle the box. And I just realized that that's a really long story to tell you that I've recycled a box.
Yeah, it is a really long story.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. But that was the first of many contraptions that I made to keep the kids entertained on long car rides. From there, I graduated to, what was the name of that? It was like a late 90s Apple laptop, not the Wall Street. It was the one after the Wall Street.
I don't know what it would have been.
Okay. But it was like of all of like the clamshell MacBook Pros that they had in that time period. That was the one that everybody wanted, whichever one it was that I made my next big contraption in, because it had a DVD player. So, you know, same kind of thing. It was lashed to the front armrests of the car, and we would just put DVDs and stuff in it for the kids to watch. And it worked really well. I actually one time actually made something, and I can't remember what it was, but it allowed them to bring their Nintendo GameCube and plug that into something so that they could play video games on the way down.
God, you are such a good dad. I'd never do anything like that.
But, you know, Gaz, here's the thing. I'm driving for 12 to 14 hours.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
I want the least amount of muss and fuss.
Yeah, I get it.
So, you know, the only thing that they would get into an argument about was whose turn it was to, like, pick a video or whose turn it was to pick a game. And all I had to do was basically say, you know, what the Lord giveth, the Lord can taketh away. And they would shut up immediately and find all kinds of new ways to cooperate with one another rather than lose their TVs. Yeah. Funny how that works.
It's funny how kids can suddenly swap like that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So instead of hating each other, they just hated me. Good.
Well,
yeah, I can deal with that. As long as they're quiet, as long as they quietly hate me as I'm driving down the road, I don't really care about the rest of it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all I got, Gaz.